Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Teddy.
Happy 100th episode.
Yay! Wait, but this is not my podcast, so I should be wishing you happy 100th episode to you and your loyal listeners from episode 1 of the... Was it the Yishun murders?
Yes, oh my god, like there's listeners is who I will call out, like Lisa. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give her Instagram handle because it's kind of weird. Yeah. Like, yeah. And Brooklyn, who always sends me a DM afterwards. So, like, thank you to both of you and everybody else who listened from the start. Yeah, we love you.
So, this is You Know Who You Are.
You Know Who You Are. Yes. And sometimes when I want to give up, I think about you.
Oh! Gross.
Gross. Okay, so in 100 episodes, so here's what we did, just because I want to share and I'm like, quite proud of it.
Yeah.
We got more than 15,000 followers on Spotify.
Nice.
We grew our Instagram, even though we don't really touch our Instagram, to like 600, which is actually more than my normal, like my personal Instagram account. Yeah. We got a little storytelling award, a little nice. Best storyteller award from the Asia Podcasting Festival. We've appeared on many friends' podcasts, like the Infatuation podcast and... Did Air, we've guest narrated for Hantu. Mm-hmm. We've just had like a lot of fun opportunities to do stuff.
That's awesome.
Yes. So now I asked my followers. It's so weird I asked my followers.
Yeah, ask your fellow podcast
listeners. I asked my followers on Instagram what they want me to do for episode 100. Yeah. And so it was like a very close tie between a recap and a Q&A. So let's do a little recap and then I think you have some questions.
Yes, I do. So I have the list of questions here. So I'll be the question asker.
All right, so let me do the top three episodes. So I went to look at the statistics. Mm-hmm. And then the thing is that the first few episodes always come out quite high because like people will go back and listen, right?
Yeah.
From the start. But like, actually, if you're looking at my thing, I think you should start from the middle because that's when the production quality gets like decent. The start's still testing. Okay, so the top three episodes are, of course, the Yishun Triple Murder, my very first episode that has, like, close to 20,000 downloads.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, because it was so weird. It was such a weird...
It was so weird listening to my friend in real life on Spotify, but pretty cool.
And I remember, like, the first time I did it was, like, a documentary because like, I mean, how else does one do it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I remember I think I gave you that feedback also.
Yeah.
I said you sounded like you were reading off a script.
Okay, so like the second top listener episode is actually India's Bandit Queen, Phoolan Devi.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one too. I listened to that.
And it's crazy, but the third most listened episode in terms of like my entire catalog is the murder of Abby Choi, the most recent one. Yeah.
Okay. So that... Not discounting how great you are.
Yeah.
But also, I think the Abby Choi case...
was very sensationalized.
Yeah, it's very... has definitely been sensationalized. And I see it making waves on, like, all of, like, the crime
all
podcasts.
All the true crime
all of the YouTube channels.
I know I am part of that problem. I'm so sorry. Okay, so let's do a little recap, okay? And then you can listen to fast recap. So this is a condensed episode to everybody who's wanted to listen but like didn't have like half an hour.
Okay.
To make it true. Okay, Yishun Triple Murder. This dude meets this girl who is a Peitu mama, who is like those moms that come and study with their kids. But like they have like a bad reputation. Like I remember Dylan's reputation was like a homewrecker. Yeah, but that's like very unfair because many people just come here to study with their kid. Okay, God. So the girl, plot twist, lo and behold, is actually married. Uh-huh. Okay, so the guy meets the girl, but the girl is actually already married. And then there's a confrontation, and somehow this dude wins the girl over.
Okay. Yeah.
But for some reason, the girl's family beat him up.
Okay.
Okay, and then so they get together, and the girl is in Singapore.
Yeah.
All right, and she's in Yishun. She has like a housemate. And she's like, hey, dude, why don't you come over and we can hang out? And they'll have a job for you. And there was nothing of that sort. And she spends a hell of his money.
Okay.
And then she's like a little bit verbally abusive.
Oh.
Yeah. And I mean, that's not a good reason to kill somebody. But he does. He goes on a little rampage and he kills her and her daughter and her housemate.
Yep.
And one girl manages to escape. So that's the Yishun triple murder.
Why did... I wasn't on that episode, right?
No, no, but it was like my first episode.
Why does this sound so familiar to me?
Because you listened to it, I don't know.
I listened to it so many times.
Maybe we should do a remaster of that episode, re-record. How do we feel about it then and how do we feel about it now?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. All right, now episode 2, India's, not episode 2, but the second most listened episode, which is Phoolan Devi.
Yeah.
All right, Phoolan Devi, she's kind of like a bad bitch, okay?
Yeah.
Like, she is a product of her circumstances. Very much so.
Okay.
So, Phoolan, she's married off really early, like teenager early. Like if she was married now, I would be genuinely concerned and report her parents to CPS for marrying her off that early.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, anybody who's willing to marry a child is a bit messed up. So her husband was abusive.
Ah.
Yes. And so she like kind of runs off to join a gang. And then so in the gang, she has like a gang boyfriend. Okay. So her boyfriend is like number one in the gang. And then, oh, your neck.
Yes, I have a neck problem.
Yeah. Okay, and then her boyfriend gets killed because there's a schism in the gang. There's like conflict in the gang.
I see.
Yeah, and then I think they humiliate her. I can't remember like what they did, but they like imagine Cersei in Game of Thrones.
I see.
Yes, and then right, she's like, fuck this, fuck you. And she, because there's a schism in the gang, right? So she takes the other half of the schism, rallies them, and goes into the village where the half that killed her boyfriend and humiliated her were, killed them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then so she carries on being a bandit queen until she eventually gives herself up in exchange for leniency for her gang members.
Mm.
Yeah, so they couldn't even catch her. She was just like, well, I'm getting kind of old, so like...
I see.
I want the people in my gang to get off, so I think that was kind of...
Ah.
Yeah, so that's Phoolan Devi, who's a bad bitch. Okay. Yeah, so actually, India has a lot of very strong women.
Yeah.
But also, for some reason, it has regions where the culture tends to be a bit more archaic towards women.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so the third one is, I think, still very fresh in everybody's minds.
Yeah.
And that's the murder of Abby Choi.
Yes.
So Abby Choi, again, is girl is rich. She marries young, like really young, and she has two kids. And then she's like, oh, I guess this is kind of a mistake. And then she divorces, but she's still supporting her ex-husband and entire family.
Yes.
Yeah, so generous, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then she decides that she wants to shift her investments around because every good girl has a nice diversified portfolio. One of her assets includes the home that she let her ex-husband's family live in for free. Okay,
yep.
Free. You know what's great? Free is great. Yeah. And then she even offered to rehouse them. It's not like she's like kicking them out. She's like, oh, why don't you move out of this apartment? I'm going to sell for a profit or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'll move you somewhere equally nice. No big, no big.
No, but I think, okay, like just my own personal feelings about like this particular case, I thought it was like more than generous that she continued to kind of support the whole family. Yeah. Because, okay, firstly, like I don't think she did anything wrong that by law requires her to pay alimony to her
husband.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
And yeah, like the relationship was over. Even, you know, I think some might even argue that even while you're in the relationship, there's no obligation for you to support the rest of
your partner's family.
Yeah, partner's family, right? But I thought it was very generous that after...
And it's not like they sound like particularly nice people. Like, and then the thing is that it sounds like she loves them so much as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Would you support your partner's family, Michelle, with your sweet, sweet money?
Okay, but it also depends on like, okay, so for her, right, it sounds like she's very rich.
Yes.
So maybe that $8,000 a month is kind of like...
It's nothing to her. To her, it's just like a worthy spend. There's value in spending that. potential $8,000 in rent money on the family. Yeah. And regardless of which, she would still get the capital gains from the increase in her.
Yeah, but I just feel like either way, it was super generous of her, regardless of whether she's like super rich or not.
Yeah.
I think it's still money, so it's money, still very still generous of her. But, you know, if thinking about that, I don't think I have the means to support anybody other than myself.
Michelle, can you... Oh, yang wo.
不可以, 我没有钱.
Yang ni de teddy bear.
Ni yang wo.
Okay, all right. And, okay, where were we? Yes, yes, yes. In this process, she's supporting. And for some reason, her ex-husband family is not happy. And then they kill her and they boil her in soup.
Also very ridiculous because that's your one Tyson year, okay? You.
Yeah. So that's like... a very brief summary for any of these episodes. You can go back and listen. Except I think that you shouldn't listen to the Yishun Triple Murder. I have it there as like kind of like a legacy thing, but I haven't listened back on it in a while. But I think the quality is like just kind of shitty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like on a $30 mic from Carousel, and it was like...
Yes, I remember that mic. Okay, so now I'm sitting across Teddy and we have... our separate mics that we are holding on, and then we are speaking really closely to the mic for the best sound quality. But we can. Yes, but we can because we have separate mics.
Yes.
But in the early days when we were recording in Teddy's like bedroom.
One bedroom.
Firstly, she has this really wonky wooden table that is... I think like one of the leg is already unhinged.
It was all the way from uni.
Yeah, so it was shaking. And she has this $30 mic that she has to plug in USB to the computer. Yeah. And it's just one mic. So anytime you want to make a comment, you have to lean in. Then the other person will kind of
lean out
so that
there's no...
we are not like booping noses.
Yeah. And then after that, we had like a small upgrade to the Blue Yeti, which I still use now for solo episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And then we didn't have to lean in, but we both had to lean in, but speak on opposite sides of the lean in. So it was like this.
Yeah, no, but you remember the first mic, you low-key had to shout at it.
Yeah, you low-key had to shout at the first mic so that like you could adjust the level so that your voice was crisp and clear and there wasn't any background. Yeah. And in the end, I sold the mic to somebody else on Carousel as well.
Maybe he was... or they were also going to start a podcast.
Yeah, no, actually, like, yeah. So I know some people who literally started with just their iPhone earphones.
No, the sound quality for those actually are surprisingly
good. It's not
good,
bad,
because I heard a few people making like song covers using just
It just doesn't have like the richness which I wanted.
I see.
Yeah, not that my voice is very rich or I am very rich. I'm so poor. Okay, so...
who are you?
I am Teddy.
Yes, Teddy. Okay, hang on. Let me get the questions up again. Okay, so let me start with the first question.
Okay.
Okay, can you give us an introduction about yourself, Teddy? So outside your favorite hobby of podcasting.
Is it really my favorite hobby though?
Yeah, maybe tell us your other favorite hobbies. Ooh,
I like walking on the treadmill at incline 12, speed 3 for 30 minutes while I do Duolingo for whatever language, for whatever country I'm going to visit next.
So what is it now?
So I've been brushing up on my Bahasa because my Bahasa is like shit. It used to be a lot better when I lived at home.
And why are you brushing up on your Bahasa?
Because we're going to Bali.
Yes, we are.
We're going to Bali in May.
If anyone has Bali recommendations, although I know we have a bunch because you have this group chat and our friends keep sharing the recommendations that they have received. But if anyone else have like recommendation, please send it our way.
Which is also a case where it's not just me and all these individual friends, right? It's not just like me and Michelle or me and Margaret and me. I have friends, which is my second favorite hobby. But like, I think you guys know sometimes I like post on Instagram. I also do like bowl and I also sometimes like climb. Yeah. Yeah. Nice. So that's me summed up. I podcast. I do some hobbies. I have friends. I don't know why I'm so like, I have friends.
Yeah, but other question.
Okay.
Teddy, do you have a daytime job or is podcasting your...
Yeah, I have a daytime job. I am a writer. I won't specify what kind. Is it smut? Do I write? No, I don't write smut. I think you can make a lot of money writing smut though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm a writer.
That's a cool job.
Of the boringest variety.
That's still a cool job.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, other questions?
Yes.
Okay. Let us go. Okay, I can't process the alphabets at this time, so I'm just gonna go random. So if I butcher anybody's name, I'm really sorry. I'm trying my very best.
Okay.
So we'll start with cookies_and_cream, who asked, why did you start this podcast?
It was the pandemic and I had nothing to do, and I watched all the shows I wanted to watch and read all the books I wanted to read, and I painted all the things I wanted to paint, and my friends were so very far away.
Oh yes.
Yes.
Oh yes. No, but I would say, like, the one thing that's super cool about Teddy, right, is that, you know, in real life, a lot of people will say, like, I want to try this, I want to pursue this. Or maybe we'll say, like, oh, the idea of XYZ is cool. But most of the time, people don't really get around to actioning on it.
Yeah.
But Teddy does. So when she says, I want to try knitting, the next week, she will go out and buy, like, the knitting needles and the yarn and everything. And she really gets started. And it was the same with podcasting. Like, one day she told me, I think I want to try podcasting. I feel like it's quite cool. And I'm interested in, you know, like, the topics and sharing about stuff that she found out. So then she really got started. Like,
I think that most people would call it lack of impulse control.
No, that's how you gotta become successful. You are already my most famous friend.
Ooh, thanks to all 600 of you on Instagram and all 15,000 of you on Spotify. Thanks, guys.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, second question from WTF Niha.
Yeah.
Which is your favorite case, like the one which got you intrigued that had you like emoji. So the two emojis were the shocked emoji, the blue color like forehead, then emoji with like the big eyes, like
No, dude, I think the very first case we ever talked about, like, together as true crime friends, was when we were in the old apartment.
Oh, yes.
And we were talking about the Kallang River body parts murder, which I also haven't covered, by the way, but it's reserved for you. Yay! As my special guest. No, but recently me and Michelle were watching this Korean documentary about cults.
Yeah.
And one of the cases that got me, like, hella intrigued was this cult, right? They're, like, scamming people of money, pretending to be a collective. And so when the money lenders come around, they go into the ceiling of a warehouse to hide, hide from people, which I think is like, sorry? Because it's not like a few people, you know what I mean? It's not like annexing in a...
No, it's like 20 people.
30 people and one. And they're being brought food, but it's like, there's no toilet in the...
No, they were using a bucket. It was covered in the...
Yeah. And so one day, they go and check on them and they die. They're just, they die. How?
Yeah. So that case is quite intriguing. It's on the, what's the name of the documentary on Netflix?
Netflix Cults or something?
I don't know. I think it's something we've got in the word, in the title.
Oh. And the documentary is called In the Name of God, a Holy Betrayal.
Okay, you know why I say God and Glory? Because I'm watching The Glory.
The Glory is so good.
And then there's this In the Name of God. So I combine them. But yes, that's really good. That documentary covers 3 different cases and they are all super good.
Anyway, so I think cults are the worst.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Cool. Somebody else asked a similar question. Mm. So it is
Nisima.
Yes. NSMHNNHS. Who asked, what was the most obscure case you have ever read about, or the one you are most curious about?
So I think the one I'm most curious about is the Korea cult case that we just talked about.
Yeah.
And in terms of obscurity, a bit hard leh.
Obscure, like
like least hurt about case obscure. That if I brought it up, people wouldn't be okay. So I think that episode 3, the Garden City Butcher, like the guy who was like killing people in Singapore, like just and then going to Thailand to kill people, and then he was like a trained butcher from the UK. I think that's kind of obscure because people don't really talk about it much. Whereas, like, you know, like in the UK and stuff, people still talk about like Jack the Ripper.
Yeah. Yeah. I think your podcast, I mean, nobody asked me, but I'm just going to share my thoughts anyway.
Thank you, Michelle.
Because of your podcast, I got exposed to a lot more like Asian murders. I would say, even though this one is actually very famous, I just wasn't aware of it, but it was because it was before our time, or rather before we are like
Of course.
Adults. It was the Hello Kitty murder.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So when I read about it, I was like, this is real messed up.
But, and what's interesting is a lot of cases we know of it, but we don't know like the details of it. Like, I think like from a while back, I've had a script for specifically the Huang Na case sitting around. Yeah, but I didn't really know the details until I finished it. And then I decided not to go ahead with it for now because after going through all the research, I felt like very dirty. I was just like, let's not.
Yeah, there was a... I think we were in primary school then.
Yeah,
I remember it was pretty... It was pretty scary.
And it wasn't the only case that I shelved. There was one that was, like, all recorded and everything. Like, the NTU cases.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, like, so it's a bit obscure, but me and Michelle know because we both went to NTU.
Yeah.
But for a series of years, there were a series of kind of almost very unfortunate incidents that happen, and it was like accident or like people unaliving themselves and something. And then immediately after recording everything, and at that point of time I was already living alone, like I had my solo apartment, I just felt so bad about it.
Oh, I remember this conversation.
I edited it, and I was just like, no, this feels like something is wrong. So I like just deleted everything off. I trashed the scripts. I cleared the files. But it was ready to go out already. That's the worst part, And then that week, I was just like, sorry, guys. No vibes.
No, Teddy. Yeah. Teddy texted me and she asked me, do you think I'm haunted?
Yeah. That's how bad I felt about doing that particular series. And that's not the only ones. Like, I've shelved cases because I get, like, a very bad gut feeling about it.
Sure. Awesome. Okay. And then we have the next question from Tay Eileen, who asks, how did you start a crime podcast?
With a $30 mic from Carousel.
Yeah.
And a lot of notes. Like, the first research and set of notes, for some reason, took me like 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's it. That's
fun
it.
Fact.
And then I was just like, all right, well, how do I want to structure this? What do I want to tell? What's the takeaway? How did everything go?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yes. So, to Eileen's question, I guess you can just start off with any $30
anything,
mic.
Literally anything you can use to record.
Yeah.
And Audacity, free. Audacity, you can edit on Audacity also, free.
Oh yeah, is that where you edited on?
No, because just nice I had a Premiere Pro. Yeah, so that's where I edited it on, which I know isn't like the conventional way, because I think most people do it, if they do have a paid subscription to Adobe, it will be like on Audition or something.
Yeah.
But I am most familiar with Premiere Pro because I like editing videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was there. But you can do it like iMovie, GarageBand, anything that's like free. If you are more familiar with video editors, DaVinci Resolve is also free.
I see.
Nothing as good as free.
I guess because you want to keep the cost low before you decide that this is really what you want to spend your weekends doing.
And Podbean gives you 5 hours free, which we've exceeded, which is why we're at an operating cost of like more than $100 a year.
I see.
But I think free is Anchor. Anchor is free. Yeah.
Okay. What's Anchor? Is it also...
It's a hosting. Podcast hosting. Yes.
Okay. So to summarize, you can get, you know, like hardware-wise, you can get just a cheap mic.
Yes.
Use a free video editor like iMovie, Audacity, DaVinci.
Resolve.
Resolve.
Which is a bit overpowered for a podcast, but like if you want.
Yeah, if you want. And yeah. Then if you when you want to host it, you can use something like Podbeans that give you 5 hours free.
Yeah, or you can use Anchor, or you can just put it on YouTube if you don't mind having your face out there. But like,
yeah, actually, yeah. Teddy, why don't you have your face out there?
Because I'm like super not cute.
No, you're adorable.
I think some people thought that I would do a face reveal on episode 100, but I shan't. But I just want you to imagine like a Jack Russell, but not like a skinny one, like a fat one. A bit old. That's me.
Okay. I don't think you look like a Jack Russell.
Okay, well, so Michelle is a golden retriever in human form.
Let me just check my appearance in a mirror. No! Golden retriever.
I'm my.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Okay, but... Okay. Okay, I think that answers the question. And then yes. The very last one from, I think this is your friend.
Yeah.
We Are Hantu is asking when you want to appear on Date Air again. Evil emoji. Devil emoji.
Devil emoji. Hi, Wayne and Carl. I will appear on Date Air whenever you'll have me.
Let me tell you a secret. The first time Teddy went to meet them, she texted me and was like, if I get kidnapped, this is my last location.
Wait, so. Yeah, no, because you were at my place.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then we were hanging out and I was just like, I'll just be like an hour, and plot twist, I was like 3 hours.
Yeah.
What were we doing the next day? Oh, the next day was my birthday thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We went wake surfing for my birthday that year. Yeah.
That was fun.
Wow, what a... Every year that has passed in my late 20s has been filled with such great things.
Joy.
Has been filled with such truly enjoyable late 20s.
Yeah, love it.
All right. I think that's all the questions. So we have catered to both the recaps and the AMAs. And now we have an idea for what we want to do, which is to redo episode 1.
With this high quality mic that I'm holding in my hand.
Awesome. Yes. Thank you so much for coming on episode 1 Handy Dandy.
I am very honored to be a special guest on episode 100. I feel very important right now.
All right. As always, you can find us online at abriefcasepodcast.com and follow us at abriefcasepodcast on Instagram. And do join us next week for
another briefcase.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.